was kind of like what we see now. Scattered farmsteads, but probably with many more trees. Remember, it was a wilderness.
This might be a good time to introduce Dr. Asa Fitch, a man who started collecting some great oral histories back in the 1840s.
Yeah! Over time, these stories have become legend and lore.
But they do shed light on what life was like in these early Washington County settlements. Bring on the story of Betsy Taylor.
Okay, here goes.
When the inhabitants were flying before Burgoyne's Indians in Cambridge, an alarm was given in the vicinity where Mr. Kimmis resided that a party of Indians was near upon them. The family fled from the house. Mrs. Kimmis had a number of chintz dresses, which she was loath to leave for the Indians, so she put them on, one upon the other. This detained her so. The Indians were in sight when she left the house. They pursued her, encumbered with such a load of clothing, she could not make a very rapid flight. Finding the Indians were gaining upon her, and supposing plunder was what they wanted, she slipped off her outer dress and dropped it, hoping that they would be satisfied. But no. Picking it up after a short pause to examine its value, they continued the pursuit. Another dress was soon dropped off, then another and another, till finally she had given them all save her chemise. Still, they continued their pursuit and had nearly overtaken her.
She was quite out of breath.
Then what?
She ran into a house that had been deserted. The Indians came and caught her. Finding she had nothing more of value other than the chemise that was torn, they pasted it together with some dough left in a kneading trough.
They pasted up the tears in her slip with bread dough?
Flour and water is something you may want to consider if you ever run out of glue or safety pins or duct tape.
You're talking about my jeans, aren't you?
Maybe.
Then they told her to run for her life.
Which was almost impossible with her pasted garments sticking tightly to her skin.
But she did escape and lived to tell about it, or so the story goes.